Ruby Riders, Pegging Paradise Podcast, number 47. On May 13th, 2013, I'm going to dive right into the figurative mailbox here. Here we go on our first one. I recently stumbled upon your site, specifically the Confessions of a Pegger post, and I wanted to say, wow, thank you so much for posting it. It sparked something in me, and words can't exactly describe the newfound strength and empowerment I've found while pegging my partner. I'm addicted, and that's putting it mildly. I just can't get enough. I know how you feel. That power exchange is a real thrill for me, and I've often felt that feeling of can't get enough. One of these podcasts, I'm going to ask to hear from the women what you all love about pegging, because it sounds like you, dear listener, have something to contribute. Thanks for writing in. Now, I got some more responses on the bisexual topic, which I'm thrilled about. And so let's get to this one. Sitting around tonight and wandered over to your site and saw it was Masturbation Month and you were celebrating bi guys on your podcast. I figured I might as well toss one into the hopper as my bi-ness must be worth something, and at least with you it's valued. My bi fantasy that I never got to experience but always works to rev me up goes as follows. For me, I enjoy the physical and masculine handling by a male top, and I equate being pegged by a woman to a more sensual and intimate encounter. I imagine me being in bed with my lover or partner, a woman who is feminine but enjoys pegging me as part of our natural pleasure. It is a regular part of our lovemaking, and she may feminize me sometimes, and other times just enjoy pegging me as her guy. She is particularly dominant one night, and she says she may need to see me suck a man's cock in the future, and maybe even get fucked. She knows that drives me nuts by my reaction, and she teases me with the thought the rest of the night as she makes me suck her cock, and while she's pegging me, she keeps stopping, making me ask for more, and makes me say I want to try a real man, or she won't start pegging again. After I admit I would like her to bring a man in, she completes fucking me. The next weekend, she informs me that my night has come, and she's found a bi man to join us. He arrives, and she makes me sit on the chair next to the bed. And I watch her pleasure a man who has a very large, thick, lovely cock. She brings him to arousal, and then she has him fuck her in front of me. She knows this is driving me wild, the inner masochist in me being stroked. And after a while, she says it's my turn. She positions me on the bed and goes to put on her strap-on and tells him to take me. He does so as a male top often does, with certainty and confidence, while she strokes her cock in front of us watching. She then has me suck her cock while he fucks me. After a while, she changes places with him, and she pegs me while he feeds me his thick cock, and then both get off, using me that way. After he leaves, she wraps me up in her arms and thanks me for sharing my bi-side with her this way. Works every time. Thank you for sharing your fantasy with us. I've often wondered what a forced bi type of situation might look like. I hear that phrase a lot, and it sounds like this would be one type of scenario. I mean, it's kind of consensual, but forced at the same time. And it's a commonality I notice in your fantasy and others is the whole lack of control thing. Like, even in terms of she's the one making, quote unquote, you admit that you want to be with a man and orchestrating the situation. It's very hot. I enjoyed how in your fantasy that you're both loving with each other afterwards. That was very sweet and intimate. And the mention of the inner masochist is an interesting concept. In this scenario, it seems similar to cuckolding, and I love having a fantasy that works every time. I'm glad that one does for you. Thanks again for writing in. Okay, this one came in on the website as a comment, so I thought I'd read it to my podcast listeners too. My hubby and I live in a female-led relationship. Pegging has always played a big part in our sex lives, and I thoroughly enjoy your blog. A few months ago, my hubby had his first bi experience. So far, this is just something that we've kept between the two of us, but your post inspired something in me. I'd really like to see him open up and share his experience with someone else. He's been very wary of how people will treat him if they know about his experience, and I think some confirmation from someone like yourself will really help him out. I'm going to try to get him to write you sometime in the next few days, though I was wondering, is this completely anonymous? Can people view email or my name, etc.? Okay, first of all, thanks for the comment. It sounds like a very exciting time for you and your husband. You know, most men are reluctant to discuss their bisexuality for obvious reasons, and they're right to be wary. But under the cover of anonymity, what I find is that many of these men find it a really welcome opportunity to tell their story and discuss their experiences. So all I can do is offer that forum. But you can also tell him that I and a lot of other women who listen to the blog find bisexual men really hot. But I'm just a person. I can't confirm his experiences and tell him that everything's okay. I can certainly offer him some space to tell his story if he wants to, and he's more than welcome to do that. No one here at Pegging Paradise will see your email. All they see is the username that you choose. Unless you have a website and you fill in the URL blank, in which case your username will link to your website. So, yeah, complete anonymity, absolutely. Okay, here's another one. Oh, this is a reply to one of the ones that I read. I listened to your podcast number 46. Nice job. You read my letter and asked if I had shared my revelation with my girlfriend. I did indeed tell her, in almost the same words I used in my letter. Somehow forgot to mention that detail, maybe because it was not a big deal at all. She just smiled and said it was totally cool. No drama at all. She just accepted it as another part of my sexuality, in the same way that I had no problem with her telling me. She, like many women, I hear, has had occasional fantasies about being with another woman. I may never be in a place to act on my bisexuality, and that is perfectly okay. At the risk of sounding flippant, I may never get to have sex with a tattooed biker chick or a curvaceous red-headed burlesque star either, and those are pretty hot types in my imagination. And that's perfectly okay, I can live with that. But even if I never actually have a sexual or romantic experience with a guy, it does at least open up a whole new range of interesting possibilities for fantasizing about threesomes or foursomes. Like getting fucked in the ass by my girl while sucking a hot guy's cock and balls, or while fucking him in the ass, or fucking her or eating her pussy with a guy behind me fucking me in the ass, or a nice, slow, circular, three-way oral session. You got your imagination going there at the end of that message. Thanks for the update. Thanks very much. This is an important point here, listeners. The reveal doesn't always necessitate action. Letting your partner know about your fantasies allows them into a deeper part of you, and it's really quite an offering of intimacy. But there's no rule that all of a sudden if you reveal a fantasy that it has to be lived out immediately. It can absolutely open up opportunities for all kinds of things, for playful talk during sex, for role play, or maybe just a bit of fun walking around in the world, like, you know, whispering in his ear at an opportune moment, I bet you'd like to fuck his ass, wouldn't you? I could have so much fun with that. Revealing your fantasies and being completely accepted by your partner is a real gift. So you are a fortunate man, sir, that your partner is so accepting of your revealed bi-side. And I think that if more women realize that just because their partner reveals a kink, it doesn't automatically have to be brought into reality immediately, more women would have less fear involved in hearing things like that, hearing specifically that their guys are bi-curious. Sometimes, I think that women default to assuming, well, if you like that, and I either can't in the case of a real penis, or don't want to in the case of other kinks, do those things, you will never be satisfied and you will eventually seek to fulfill those longings elsewhere. Now, Okay, that may be true, but I believe there's a very large area between flat refusal to explore your partner's sexual longings with them and actually living them out. There's all kinds of things to do in between there. There are so many ways to incorporate their desires into your sexual world, as long as they're not completely abhorrent to you. If their kink that they are expressing is at least neutral or better, even if you can't see yourself engaging whatever it is, there's still things you can do. You can tell them to write a story about their perfect scenario involving this kink that they have. Then you guys can get naked, have a little foreplay, and then have them read their story to you, and then fuck each other silly. And if it's something you can kind of get into, but not in reality, you can sort of role play. Like the perfect example being pegging and playing a man if his fantasy is bisexual. Or you can just dirty talk while you're fucking with imagined scenarios that speak to the fantasies. You know, many years ago, I had a therapist tell me something that I never forgot. And although we were not speaking about anything sexual, it absolutely applies here. He said, "It pays to pay attention to the passions of your partner." Indeed it does. Indeed it does. And who knows, someday your partner might just up and bring home a curvaceous red-headed burlesque star. Could happen. Thanks for writing in and updating us. I appreciate you writing back. That was great to hear from you again. Okay, here's another. "Thanks for the work you do with trying to get pegging more mainstream. I really wish pegging was more out in the open. I've said to my wife more than once after a hot pegging session." I love how you've capitalized hot and pegging. "Anyway, guys don't do this." Okay, let me start over. I got distracted by the hot pegging. "I've said to my wife more than once after a hot pegging session, guys that don't do this don't know what they're missing. With all the hang-ups out there, their loss. I just kind of wish I could talk openly about it with my male friends without them thinking I'm gay or whatnot, but that's another story. I'm not into femme or sissy or any of that. All I can say is I'm 100% straight man that loves to get fucked in the ass. A little background on my loving wife and me. I'm 38. She is 42. We had never done this with anyone else. We have been together 12 years, married 3. We started pegging about 7 years into our relationship. I brought it up. I knew the moment we had our first pegging session, I wanted to spend the rest of my life with this woman. I was pegged on our honeymoon because it was my wife's time of the month. That was super hot. The gear we like to use is a spare parts Jacques harness and a Vicskin Outlaw, or the Tantus General. I also like to be a size whore sometimes. I have an A-bomb butt plug when I really want to be filled up. I have also had her fist me, and I've taken the BAM dildo pretty far. She calls me her little ass whore. I have the spare parts deuce also and have worn that and fucked my wife wearing a dildo. We have a pretty good sex life. She likes anal also. I love to rim her, and that is one of the things that really gets us both going. I would have to say about 80% of the sex we have is anal. This Thursday will be our 3rd wedding anniversary. We have plans to go to Provincetown, Massachusetts. We have a room rented with a private 3rd-floor balcony on the beach. I want her to shag me while bent over the balcony. But before we go there, I am going to step into male chastity and let her be my key holder. I'm so excited and looking forward to her being my key holder and shagging me while being in the bird-locked chastity device. Not really a BDSM thing, I just love to submit to my wife and her strap-on. Sorry for the long message, but you are really into some of the same sex we enjoy. Thanks for doing what you do and keep up the good work on the site and the podcast. If you don't mind me asking, what is your gear of choice?" Great letter. Thank you for that. It's great to hear that you and your wife, first of all, it's nice to hear that you're just such happy peggers. Goodness. It sounds like you are quite the ass couple. 80% anal is impressive. You sound really well matched. And the honeymoon, oh my God, I loved that ultimate role reversal on the symbolic night. I wish pegging were more out in the open, too. I've heard of groups of younger people who can talk about pegging pretty openly amongst their friends, but it's definitely the exception rather than the rule. And I keep wishing for a time when gay isn't a bad thing. It isn't used in a bad context. It's just a different thing. So if a guy was accused, I mean, see, even that word implies it's a bad thing. If a guy was thought to be gay because he likes pegging, he'd say, and? Or he'd pretend mock horror and say, wow, I guess I should tell my wife, you know, my wife, the one I have sex with, you know, 4 times a week, she needs to know this information, and then laugh hysterically. But as you can see, I have a perverse need to fuck with people on occasion, literally and figuratively, apparently, because that is just chock full of sarcasm. Anyway, you have some sizable toys there, sir. You have quite a collection. I really had to laugh, because I like how you mention the Vixkin Outlaw and the Tantus General, and then you say, I also like to be a size whore sometimes. For those not in the know, the Outlaw is 8.5 inches long and 2 inches in diameter, which is pretty fucking big for most peggers. The General is 7 inches long and 2 inches in diameter. It's another large toy. But okay, the BAM, yeah, that thing's intense. It's 13 inches long and 2.5 inches in diameter. And I don't know why I'm so into giving you the measurements today, but I thought I'd share all that information with our listeners to give them some perspective. I do have to note that the BAM, although it's this nice huge size, it's not silicone. In fact, it's jelly, so it's actually toxic. The bearer of bad news, because I'm sure you love that thing. If you can find a condom large enough to use, please do that to at least protect yourself a little, even though that isn't pure protection from the toxic stuff. And I don't even know if they make condoms that big. I'm not really up on the various huge toys, but there's got to be one out there with the measurements of the BAM or close to it that's silicone. And I urge you to seek it out. You know, listeners, send in your suggestions. Help this guy out. He needs a non-toxic BAM. Okay, getting back to your letter, the phrase ass whore is cute. I've heard men who like the bigger toys also refer to themselves affectionately, or referred to affectionately, as butt sluts. And I love the rhyming nature of that phrase, as well as using slut in the positive, which is pretty cool. Size queen is another option. Sometimes that gets to be an uncomfortable phrase for some guys who really want to make it perfectly clear that even though they like getting fucked up the ass, they are 100% straight. And the word queen in there just doesn't sit well with them. And I don't judge the need to assert the orientation. I certainly don't judge that at all. I have nothing but admiration for the guys who decide to explore their asses. And if you need to assert yourself to whomever that you are 100% straight, then go for it. Hey, I know. Let's change that size queens. Let's change it to size kings. Yes, that's brilliant. So, like you guys who love the girth and love the challenge of opening up to accept these huge toys, I'm going to call you size kings. Here's why. Because king is the proper amount of respect for a man who not only explores his ass, but decides to live large in the pegging world. Oh, that's priceless. I would be interested to hear some more how your wife liked the deuce. I am so drooling for that piece of equipment, that harness. It provides for the ultimate in dual penetration. And this is something I have yet to experience in my life, sadly. And I have the dildos to fit in it. I just don't have the harness. Moving right along, reluctantly, to your mention of chastity play. You know, some men really enjoy chastity play. I did a little bit on it on a podcast some time ago, and a guy wrote in and gave all kinds of reasons why chastity is a really cool thing. I'm curious to know if you are going to be able to orgasm hands-free if she fucks you while you're locked up. I've always been curious about that, so report back to us. And all you people in Provincetown on the beach on Thursday night, keep your eyes peeled for that third-story balcony, right? My gear of choice is a Jacques harness made by Spare Parts, and the Tango dildo, which is a double ender. I'll put those links to those on my blog. I really enjoy the double ender action, and I think the Tango does the best job of hitting the G-spot. Sometimes I just need leather, and in that case I have an Outlaw Leather Annie O harness that I love. Sadly, they have gone out of business and been discontinued. But in case there are any left in their liquidation sale, which was going on the last podcast, I will leave that link for that again, too. But for the people out there who are listening to these recommendations, since Outlaw is not an option anymore, Aslan, excuse me, Aslan Leather, A-S-L-A-N, makes some beautiful and very well-made leather harnesses. And these are all good companies. So those are my companies of choice, amongst others. Okay, and here's another letter. We are a couple in our late 20s that got into pegging a couple of years ago. I wish I knew about your website at the time, because the "Are you sure you're not gay?" comment surprised the heck out of me. We talked about it over the following week or two, and the rest has been pegging bliss. We have several dildos, but to stand out of the bunch is Vixen Creations Raquel. The size and especially the texture is so freaking spot on, or should I say pee spot on. It's our go-to for pegging, but sometimes we want more length, and I want more girth. We've come close with the Tantus VIP Super Soft, but I don't like the drag feeling that I get from the texture of the Super Soft. We're debating the Vixen Outlaw, but we're trying to consider all of our options, including the O2 line by Tantus. Any other good manufacturers to consider? I find that I can take dildos of 1.5 plus inches in diameter comfortably if the material is soft or has give, similar to the outer core of the Raquel. Are there any dildos that you are aware of that are made up entirely of this soft material, or any sage advice? Haha. Okay, first, congratulations on finding pegging at a very young age. I imagine there are many here, including me, who envy your discovery at age 18 of pegging, because now you have the rest of your lives to enjoy it. Wow. Okay, so, dildos. The point behind the dual-density skin-like dildos is specifically to have that dual density, which is the softer outer layer that you like so much, and the harder inner core to make it a usable toy. It's meant to mimic a real penis, obviously. So if you want this dual density, you are limited to Vixskin or Tantus O2. There are many other attempts to make skin-like dildos, but so far, all of the others fail. I'll post a link to the article I wrote about it. The goals with the dual density dildo are that first, that it actually has a skin-like feel to it, and then there's the firmer inner core and the softer outer layer, which makes up the dual density. And non-toxic is always essential and preferable. And last but not least, at all, definitely not least, is it not only that it's easy to clean, but that it's sterilizable, which must mean that it has to be non-porous. This article that I wrote was actually written in 2011, but I reviewed all of the ones out there and checked out those four criteria, and only the Vixskin and the Tantus O2 passed. As far as I know, there are no new dual density ones on the market. I could be behind. There could be some new stuff out there. So if anybody knows, please let me know. Most people say the Vixskin dildos are softer than the O2s, but frankly, both of them get pretty good reviews. Nothing in the dual density lines, either one of them, is going to be longer and girthier, if that's a word, than your Raquel, besides the one standout is Vixen's Outlaw, which is what you were looking at, because that's 8.5 inches long and 2 inches in diameter. But if you do not need to experience those at the same time, there are a number of them to choose from in both of those lines that have the girth, but without the longer length. So, So, in other words, you know, if you're in a girth mood, then you also have, in the Vixen Creations line, you have Vixskin, Johnny, Bandit, and Maverick. Those all fit the bill. Even though they're not longer than the Outlaw, they are wider than your Raquel. They are girthier. And in the O2 line, the O2 line actually doesn't have anything longer than the Raquel. But the girthier ones in their line are the Revolution, the Kush, the Max O2, and Mikey O2. Now, both of those companies make other larger choices, but those are of 100% silicone and not the dual density kind. So they're not as soft, and you sound like you're particular about that specific feel to your toys. The only other suggestion I have is Tantus makes them what they call pack and play dildos. But I'm thinking the matte finish on those might create that same feeling of drag that you experienced with the super soft. But when they talk about how the pack and play dildos are made, most of the dildo itself is soft, except for down at the base extending partway up has that rigid core. So I don't know. That's a possibility, but I'm thinking the matte finish wouldn't work for you. Whew, nerding out on dildos here. Thanks for the questions. Okay, here's another letter. Thank you very much for your wonderful website and especially your weekly podcasts. I became a determined listener in December 2012, and today I reached the 46th podcast. I am a single boy living happily alone with several prostate dildos, which I use to the fullest body orgasms and long, sweet, pleasuring sessions. When hearing the concept you described in podcast number 43, I came to believe being pegged by a pro is something I would consider. Also, you sort of told us men to write, so I am writing. I am unsure about at least one thing. I believe the law in my country allows selling sexual services, but prohibits both buying and pimping. Maybe I would need to travel across the border or attend a professional prostate pegger on international waters. Maybe not. Thanks for being open to considering a pro. I mean, I know it's not something everyone would consider as much as I think it would be a good idea for a lot of guys. But please do be sure to check the laws in your area before seeking out a pro. Obviously, you're from a country different than mine, but I don't know which one, and you didn't mention it. And I think it's probably easier for you to look up those regulations than me. But please do, because I'd hate to hear of anyone getting into trouble because of my suggestion to go to a pro, so educate yourself before you take that step. You know, in this country, there are ways around the laws. I think I mentioned last time that many of the pros charge the money that they charge for the consultation that they do with you for an hour or so before anything else happens. And then the premise is that whatever happens after that is between you two. So maybe there's something like that in your country, or hopefully there's, you know, a way that is completely legal, because that would be ideal. I loved how you wrote, first I wanted to say that it's pretty strange that your country would allow the selling of sex, but not the buying. That seems very odd to me. But in your message, I loved how you wrote, also, you sort of told us men to write, so I'm writing. Ah, if it were only that easy in other areas of my life. Just tell a man to do something and he does it. I love that. That's one of my favorite things, actually, in the sexual arena, as many of my listeners know. The other phrase that you used, a professional prostate pegger on international waters. Here's what happened in my mind when I read that. Made me think of a cruise ship with a pegging theme. So there's like a bunch of pegging couples, there's professionals, and there's singles, and they're all just waiting to match up in whatever way works for everybody. It would be an awesome cruise. Although I don't think that there would be much need for entertainment, because everyone would keep themselves and each other quite entertained. Am I right? Oh, and now it's my favorite time. pegging celebration time. My wife and I have been married for almost 30 years. We were married at the ages of 19 and 20. I have always been attracted to anal play, but it was only solo since I was first aware of sexuality. I never told my wife of my fascination with butt play. She is from a very sex-unfriendly upbringing and was never comfortable talking about the parts of the body, let alone sex. Our sex life has been very vanilla and infrequent for many years, until 3 years ago. I mustered up the courage to tell my wife that I wanted to get a penis piercing. I took her to a website that showed the piercing I wanted and had a forum filled with stories of normal guys who have them and their wives who love them. I discussed with her the pros and cons for both of us, as well as the reason I wanted it. You see, I am circumcised, and I wanted to make a decision about my body that was my decision, not that of parents, spouse, society, etc. She was very receptive and, much to my surprise, was eager for me to get it done. Once the healing process completed, we were off to the races. Our sex life much improved. We were more frequent, once to twice per week, and more vocal in our daily discussions about sex. About a year later, a couple we regularly spent time with and revered as the perfect couple stunned us by telling us he had had an affair and they were getting a divorce. The story is much more complex than I wish to get into, but let's just say that this was a wake-up call to me and my wife. We saw the flaws in our marriage, and they were all directly connected to our bond, our closeness, our needs. At that moment, we had an awakening. Over the next year, we decided to not hold back anymore. We started sexting one another every day. Our sex frequency picked up from 1 to 2 times per week to 4 to 5 times per week. But this is where you come in. I have always been an ass man, but my wife wanted nothing to do with it. I love to have my ass played with, touched, and stroked. I would often find objects to satisfy myself, but secretly from my wife. During one of our toy shopping trips to our favorite website, I discovered the Aneros. With some research, I saw there were health benefits to prostate massage, and so I decided to share this discovery with my wife. Again, she was very supportive and eager to help me. We also bought a set of 4 books, one of which was called Tickle Your Tush. She was very reluctant to read the book, so we just continued along with the Aneros and read the other books together as a sort of foreplay. I have to say, I am not a fan of the Aneros product. It really does nothing for me. When we finished the first 3 books, a couple of months had passed, and because of a few of the sex games we had played, her curiosity was piqued to maybe start down the path to the back door. We read the Tickle Your Tush book in 2 nights and had a lot of fun reading it. This opened her up to talking about the subject even more. One evening we were lying in bed talking about our fantasies. Now, mind you, I did most of the talking at first. I couldn't get her to open up, so I decided this was the time to tell her. I told her that one of my oldest fantasies was to have her put on a strap-on and ride me like a cowgirl. I told her how hot I thought it looked and that the Aneros wasn't doing what I wanted it to. Again, she was receptive, and we started shopping again. We bought the Bend Over Boyfriend Intermediate Kit by Tantus. Ruby, all I can say is thank you. We are having a blast discovering this new part of our life. Oh, wow. That is just the coolest pegging celebration time story. Okay, my first question is, what kind of piercing did you get? Because it sounds like it is a piercing that gives pleasure to the women somehow. And the only penis piercing that I have personally come across is a Prince Albert. and it was lovely to look at, but it was actually something that I wanted out when I put my mouth on it. So I want to know what one it was. And I like when you approached her with the idea of the piercing, how you researched it and approached the whole thing and gave her all kinds of information. That's just the best way to do things, whether it's piercing or pegging or all kinds of different things. Information is good. Information can get rid of some of the fears and head them off at the pass, so to speak. So, okay. This was an amazing and touching story to me, especially the wake-up call of the other perfect couple. You know, outward appearances are obviously not an accurate indicator of relationship health all the time. And sometimes people maintain those outward appearances intentionally because they're so concerned about what other people think. And I have found that sometimes the most perfect appearing relationships are the ones that have very deep troubles underneath it all. So nice that that was a wake-up call. You made an excellent first choice in equipment, I would like to comment. That intermediate kit by Tantus is just right for beginners. It's not too small, it's not too large, it's long enough. Good choice. Oh, okay, and here's a question. You say, here's where you came in. But then you don't say exactly how all that play out and how I figured in. I'm assuming that you found my website, you read all the information, you got comfortable with your desires and approached her, maybe? Or maybe you sent her to my website? I'm not really sure. But either way, I'm glad to be of service. I am changing the world one ass at a time. That's what I like to say. So, listeners, this is an example of a guy with a partner he never thought would loosen up and have anything other than vanilla sex. And in the end, pun intended, she strapped on to the occasion. She didn't just rise to it, she strapped on to it. Sometimes it takes getting close to losing a relationship before you are willing to open up and take risks that you've been unwilling to up until that point. So good for you for both taking the risks and discovering what sounds like a completely sexually revitalized relationship as a result. Personally, I am happy for you and a little jealous of your 4 or 5 times a week. That's awesome. I'll bet you two are walking around with smiles on your faces these days. And after all, you know, isn't that what life's all about? It really is. So this is a lovely place to end the podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Ruby_writer. I have a Facebook page you can like. You can subscribe to my blog. My podcast is available on iTunes and also directly from my blog at peggingparadise.com. Please send your questions and your stories to ruby@peggingparadise.com. Or you can also click the right Ruby links at the bottom and upper right of every page on my blog. Thank you for downloading and listening. And happy pegging.